ourselves in the Pensione Bertolini, where the Signora turned out to be a Cockney married to an Italian, where the dining room is hung with a portrait of the Queen and another of the Poet Laureate, both of them long dead, and where there also hangs a notice for the English Church, Chaplain in Residence, the Reverend Cuthbert Eager, M.A. Oxon. As if that were not enough, all our fellow guests are English tourists like ourselves. Florence, I felt we might as well have been in London. Our pensione was at first a little of a disappointment, not least because we had been promised adjoining rooms with a view onto the river. Instead, we had been given rooms far apart and overlooking a most disagreeable courtyard. Tired as we were, we rather let our disappointment show at dinner. Not altogether wisely, as it was to prove.
The Signora had no business to do it, no business at all. Oh, Lucy.
I did so want to have a view across the Arno. Oh, it is a shame.
Any look does for me, naturally, but it does seem hard that you should be without a view.
Cousin Charlotte, you mustn't spoil me. Of course, you must look over the river too. The first vacant room in the front, and
you must have it.
No, you must.
Hush, dear, not so loud.